There are really two or three different roles that I engage when working undercover. One would be as a young boy. Number two would be as a young girl. Number three would be taking over the screen name and identity of a real child who has been victimized and has been brought to our attention by another law enforcement agency. Now, I'll be going into the chat room to show you what happens.
Welcome. You've got mail.
I'm signing on to America Online right now as a 13-year-old girl. I'd never worked undercover as a child before, so it was something new to me. But after a number of weeks or months, I became very comfortable with that persona, and I've been fairly effective. In the last 5 or 6 years, I've arrested more than 70 men who have traveled from all over the United States as well as within Wisconsin to meet with what they thought was a young boy or a young girl for the purposes of having sex. And there are literally hundreds of these chat rooms out there. I find that the majority of these rooms are nothing more than sex rooms where people trade pornographic images, they share web camera shots in which they are exposing themselves or engaged in sexual activity. It's very frightening, and there is nothing that prevents a child from getting into these types of rooms unless a parent has a filter or some type of block on that computer. Oh, excuse me, we're getting a request to video chat, and there we see an image of a man, Tiger Man, on a computer, and he's got the web camera positioned so that he's showing himself completely naked from just below the neck to just above his crotch area, and he's gone. And we've got another request for a video chat here. Some of these guys just get off by exposing themselves to people. Now, Mr. Culture approached me and said, "Hello, how are you today?" with a smiley face. I said, "Fine, you?" He responds, "I'm horny. Are you a girl age?" And I say, "What do you mean?" I thought that I had seen it all before I started working these internet crimes against children, but I still find myself being shocked and disheartened because I believe kids really are truly innocent, susceptible, and targeted by these predators who are performing just evil, heinous, horrific acts upon these kids just to satisfy their own desires. A former prosecutor from Iowa approached me online thinking I was a 13-year-old girl and spent 12 or 13 months chatting with me. He had planned on meeting this girl in front of Victoria's Secret to buy all kinds of lingerie and get her prepared for this sexual encounter. When he was finally convinced that he was going to meet a child and not get arrested, he drove to Madison and we arrested him outside the Westtown Mall shopping center. The color quickly left his face. I don't think I'm happy about making an arrest, but it's a feeling of satisfaction that another one of these people has been taken off the street. And I am highly motivated by seeing the children that we have rescued and the looks on their faces and their families' faces when we arrest somebody and put these people away so that they can then start the healing process. And I see that in my own children's eyes every day. But I can't, law enforcement in general, really cannot make a significant impact in these crimes. For everyone that gets arrested, there might be 500 more that are out there. You feel like you're fighting a battle that you just can't win.